Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back.
Yeah, and I am.
She's here for another week of as a guest because she made clear that she's not a co-host, she's just a guest, and she's a guest every week. So welcome our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. My name is Michelle Obama. And I love doing taxes.
Well done, Mama. I was planning to say that since this morning. I love it. I'm still obsessed with it. But apparently nobody like really cares for it. Like when you go online and search for it, people don't really care about it, but I care about it.
Then that's yours.
If RuPaul says something funny in the middle of the woods where nobody listens, is it still a funny quote?
It is a quote, but yeah, nobody really knows it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, today we don't really have much. I mean, let's just be honest. We recorded the previous one like a few days ago, and now we're just gonna continue to film another one record another one because.
Yeah, because earlier you're like, we're not gonna film, and now you're saying you'll film.
What are you talking about? Filming what? Filming... Oh, well, this girl right here is... I don't know what is wrong with her, but
TikTok.
She has like a succubus has like overtaken her body. She's making jokes about hooking up. Like, I don't know how to tell you this, but she makes jokes about hooking up because now she knows what hooking up, what the culture is like. So she uses those as a joke. She never used to do this, but now she does because now she knows what hooking up is like. And I'm just gagged. I'm gagged. Well done, Mama. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Nothing. I just find it funny.
But would you agree that you would never say these kind of things 3 years ago? You would never be like, well, I guess the hookup is cancelled. Because just now we were trying to meet up, but like there was a bit of a complication. So she was
there
like,
was tension.
Well, I guess the hookup is cancelled. Sorry. And I'm like, that is so gross. Because that is honestly coming from a person who knows what hooking up is. Because I know. And I know that you know. And I know
and
that
I
you know.
You know. I'm speaking your language.
I know. You finally caught up. And now you're going to exceed me. Because now you're like in the hookup era. And I'm in the stay at home and do nothing era.
That's very introvert. Okay.
But now we are reversed. Because you used to stay at home and do nothing. And I used to go and hook. But you didn't know.
Now you're exposing me.
Well, technically, by hooking up, you're exposing yourself.
No, but the thing is...
What?
No, the thing is...
I know you guys can't see this, but she's making faces.
No, because the thing is, I'm not hooking up. I'm just out and about.
You're hooking around. You're not hooking up or down, you're hooking left and right.
Yeah.
Well,
like the pirate, like arr.
Well, you know, stay safe because
stranger danger.
It is very easy to get a baby.
Oh my god, literally, you don't believe me.
No, here's the thing. I can hook up safely because I know I can't get a baby.
Yeah.
But okay, so how do you feel?
Topic today is ghosts.
Have you never listened to a podcast? Podcasts start out
with talking about life
and then topic is like halfway.
Okay, fine.
And we still haven't played our game.
What's the game?
Hold on, that's near there already. But I still want to talk about how I reflected upon myself because recently, I don't know if you know this, but I went to JB with my family. And because we somehow managed to, everybody stay in their own rooms and I got my own room.
Okay.
So I went on an app to find like a little bit of fun. And just nice at that same hotel.
Only Dance?
No, Only Dance is for watching. The app I was on was for hooking left and right.
Oh.
Technically hooking up, but you know. New term. Gotta use the new terms. We make terms. And then
people would think I'm promiscuous.
They don't even know who you are.
Well, right. But my name is real.
That's It was a, like almost in the middle of nowhere, and that hotel had one person.
Was this recent?
It happened this year. Wait.
I think you told me before.
Yeah, it happened during the New Year's.
Yeah, you told me before.
No, but I'm telling you how I'm reflecting. At the time, I was just sharing, but now I'm reflecting because you learn and grow and reflect. So I reflected that in a foreign country, on an app, meeting up somebody in their hotel room is kind of risky.
It's not kind of. It's
extremely risky.
Yeah.
Like, it's Malaysia. It's nothing crazy, but it is also not.
And you're also a guy, so you can protect yourself.
I could have, but I would, you know.
Yeah, it's not even on.
But nothing happened, and it turns out to be one of the best experiences I've had, but reflecting on it, I shouldn't have done it. Especially because I was like on 208, like second floor, and my parents were on 209. Like right next to mine. So if I were to like sneak in the middle of the night and they happen to catch me, what would I say?
I don't know. You tell me.
But I didn't get caught and I had a good time. So I did pay though. Okay. It was a paid experience.
Well,
which I prefer.
You learn and you grow.
Yeah. And here's the funniest thing. Did I tell you this? I also ran out of ringgit. So I told the guy, yo, but I have Sing Dollar.
Yeah.
And he was like, that means nothing to me. I was like, excuse you, Sing Dollar is very powerful. He's like, well, you know, a lot of guys try to like trick me with their own home money, but you know, whatever, I just let them give me their like currency and I just keep them. I'm like, you don't change them? He's like, no, I don't want, I'm lazy. I'm not lazy, but he likes the experience of collecting money from guys from all around the world.
I guess it's like a stamp collection.
Yeah, like a hobby. Like he collects currency from the guys he...
Specifically.
Help. Yeah, so now he has my Sing Dollar. And it was like 30 Sing I gave him. Mm. Or like 20 Sing. I can't remember, but it was... Basically, I paid him 100 ringgit for like 1 hour.
Mm.
For like stuff. And yeah, it was great.
Okay, so are we moving on to the game?
But I should have done it. Okay, so now it's time for the game. So recently on TikTok, it's just a very like... how do I say this? It's a funny meme, I guess, but the context is, the post says like, Drake, which is the Canadian singer, Canadian, American, whatever, singer, Drake, the type of guy too, and the examples they give, it's kind of funny, it's like Drake, the kind of guy to say, what does he do?
Oh, I saw one that says, he's the kind of guy who will start floating when he smells something good.
Oh yeah, he's the type of guy who floats towards a pie in a cartoon.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy to get beat up by an old lady. Yeah. Drake the type of guy to say, guys, you're gonna wanna see this.
Or like Drake's the kind of guy who like don't turn around.
Yeah, okay. So now we're gonna come up with our own examples, like and then we try to like up each other. Oh, let's do a try not to laugh challenge. We cannot laugh.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, let's not laugh. We can smile though.
Okay, that's easy. Yeah, we can come smile, on.
But we cannot laugh, easy. Okay? You guys be the judge of it. Okay, who wants to go first?
You.
Okay. Should we number it or what? Let's just go for it.
Yeah, just go for it.
I had one. Oh my god, I had one, but I forgot about it. Shit, can you go first?
Drake.
Yeah.
Drake, the kind of guy who says oopsie daisy.
Okay. Drake, the kind of guy to say Jesus H. Christ.
That's very specific.
Well, there's a scene...
Audience.
Oh, I know one. You should say the next one.
Drake, the kind of guy who collects stickers.
Drake, the kind of guy to say, limping lizards.
Is that a specific reference?
Something people say. Like limping lizards. So it's a thing people say.
You make yourself laugh. I don't get that reference.
Limping lizards. Okay. I had one very funny one, I swear, but I forgot about it.
Let me think. Oh, Drake, the kind of guy who wears sunblock. Well, that's not funny.
Oh, Jack the kind of guy to wear sunblock and be like, guys, you should put some. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Like, very seriously.
Yeah.
Should we say type of or kind of?
Both, I guess. Okay. Interchange.
Drake the type of guy to say, ay, ay, ay.
Drake the kind of guy who would say, Mamma Mia!
That's cute. That's cute. Drake the kind of guy to say, wow, that's so kawaii. When he's like in a Japanese place.
Drake the kind of guy who would say ni hao to a Japanese waiter.
Right! Oh yeah! Or Drake the kind of guy to say itadakimasu before he eats sushi. I lost, but I just laughed, but whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one. Drake the kind of guy to say, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse right now.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I relate to that.
Have you said it before?
No.
Then if you did, then you're the Drake kind of girl.
I've never said that.
I've never said it also.
But I can relate.
Drake the kind of guy to yell shotgun before he goes into a car.
Drake the kind of guy who does aikyo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like if Drake was a K-pop idol, he would slay aikyo.
Yeah.
Okay. Drake the kind of guy, before every song, he would say, 1, 2, 3, let go!
Okay. Drake the kind of guy who uses pink raincoats. And rain boots, like the whole set. You know, the raincoat, the boots. Like the whole set. And he would jump on the puddle.
Oh yeah, Drake the kind of guy to jump on puddles, yeah.
Yeah.
Drake the kind of guy to say, yoo-hoo, taxi, yoo-hoo.
Yeah, that's a good one. Honestly, yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, I'm out. Like, I'm so dry today.
I know.
I think it's because I'm very tired.
Well, yeah. Let me give one last one. One good one.
Okay, to end the game.
Drake the kind of guy in a scary situation and something bad happened, he would say, "Ro-oh!" Like Scooby-Doo. Which ties into our topic for today. What's the topic for today?
Ghosts.
Ghosts. Woohoo.
Woohoo. Is it Casper? Casper the Friendly Ghost?
No, we're going to talk about malicious
ghosts.
Pontianak ghosts.
Okay.
Like the ookie spooky.
Dookie.
Very scary
ghosts. Ookie minookie, yeah.
Okay, so there's going to be a few levels to this ghost. Let's go with level one.
What's level one?
Childhood. And our experiences with ghosts.
Honestly, I've never experienced.
But do you know anybody who has like ghost stories? And
yeah, my mom.
What's her ghost story?
Like, there's so many. I mean, okay, especially in our old house at Boon Lay. There was once, like, for example, like the milk cartons, they just explode. Like the cabinet, it's in the cabinet. It's kept in the cabinet, and it will swing open, and then it will explode. It was a violent ghost.
Sorry, is someone trying to attack your house? Did someone put a bomb?
I don't know. It's definitely ookie spooky dookie, because it was in the middle of the night.
Okay. Well, personally, I don't know. I also never had a ghost experience. But do you believe?
Yes. Yeah. Supernaturals, I do believe. In the unseen, yes.
Okay.
I mean, have you seen people getting possessed?
I mean, truthfully, I think...
I don't know. That in itself is already proof. Like, you
no,
can't
I think,
take
okay.
a possession.
Where I'm coming from is that the mind is a powerful thing, right? Like, if your mind believes that you are possessed, you would behave as if like a possessed person. Does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense, like, in a way, like, you are what you believe, I guess.
Yeah, like, if my mind... Size it down to, like, maybe it's a mental illness where it's, like, maybe schizophrenia. And you believe that there is a ghost. So you behave in a way where there's a ghost and he's trying to come for you. And then it possesses you. And you behave in a way that befits...
But how do you know?
How do you know?
Yeah, like how, as in, how as you... a person who...
I mean, I'm
say...
just, I'm just giving my theory. It's not like, it's not like it's true or whatever.
Yeah,
but it's just
I know.
How...
I'm just like trying to think in that theory logic.
Like, okay, for example, if I were to tell you right now at the age of 23 to act possessed, how would you do it? Would you know how to do it?
No.
No, like act possessed. Like you would have...
Okay, maybe I know because I've seen...
Right.
But I'm talking about if I've never seen, like how would I know?
If a person have never witnessed a possession before, how do they know how to get possessed?
Yeah.
So that's why you're saying that the chance of it being real is higher.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, but I still believe that the mind so powerful that like it can...
It's true.
It could be something that you never really remember, but maybe you've seen it one time and you're like, oh, that's how it is. Yeah.
I mean, the chance is not zero.
I know. Well, personally, I don't think... I've just been a very, like... People call it a scaredy cat. I am a scaredy cat. I am scared of the dark, scared of ghosts, and scared of, like...
I feel like being scared of the dark is kind of overrated, don't you think?
I mean, so, like, for example, just last night, because now I have my own room, and nowadays, I off all the lights, and I use my computer or phone or whatever, and if I'm watching something that is, like, even somewhat scary, just the music is enough to make me feel, like, scared. Because my room is, when it's dark, it's very dark.
Same.
So I do like my mind will be playing tricks on me. I'll be like, oh my god, like there's something.
The unknown. Like, you know, humans are afraid of the unknown.
Especially because like, I've never experienced, so I don't know how I would react. Have you seen those videos where it's like they're stuck on an elevator lift and then a ghost appears as a prank? And some people would run, but
I've
some people would.
Seen that a long time ago.
A lot, such right? But have you seen the one where he beats the shit out of that girl?
I don't know.
Like the guy just kicks the girl in the stomach, and the girl is visibly in pain, and then he runs away. And I'm just like, well, you know, if you want to do this prank, you expect
all kinds of reactions,
right? Yeah. But of course, whatever. But I just wonder if I'm the runner or the hitter.
Or hit and run.
Yeah, because I would...
I feel like I'm the hitter.
I would scream and then I would run.
Oh. I imagine I would hit.
Really? You would reach out and try to...
Hit, yeah.
What if it's like you see it far away? Are you going to run up and try to hit it?
Okay, when it's far away, obviously not. Okay. I'll be like, I'm going the other direction. Like, why would I go nearer?
Okay.
But if it's just right in front of me, I'll be like, I'll hit it. I'll give it like a...
Like a 1-2.
Yeah, a 1-2.
Okay, well, what's the scariest movie you've ever watched? Or like the scariest thing you've watched?
Oh, I think it's the Lights Out.
Lights Out?
I think it's called Lights Out. Is it called Lights Out?
Lights Out sounds like a very fun coming of age movie. Lights Out. Is it Lights Out? What is it?
I think that's the name.
What's it about?
It's like, so basically, there's this entity in the house.
In the house.
I barely
there's
remember.
There's some holes in the house.
I barely remember the plot, but it's something like this entity, it being or whatever.
Does it have a name?
It's a creature. I forgot.
Jason.
So it only stops moving when you turn on the light.
That's so easy. Just turn on the lights.
It's either turn on the lights or you make noise.
So it's scared of light and sound? Sounds like a weak ass.
No. As in like, it will be distracted by... It will be attracted to noise, I think.
Okay.
If I'm not wrong. It's like, you have to do something with like, clapping or...
Are you trying to do a reference of The Conjuring?
No, it's not Conjuring.
Because The Conjuring is the one where they do the clapping.
No, I don't think so. I think it's Lights Out.
And it's a scary movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot the plot, but I remember it being very scary.
The plot is the family is running out of money, so they can't afford the electricity bill. So the real terror is the poverty cycle that people cannot break out from.
That is true. That is real terror.
And Lights Out is the day they like don't pay their bills.
Yeah.
And the entity is actually the government trying to
collect the taxes.
Foreclose their home. Yeah.
Yeah.
My scariest movie would have to be...
Last Night.
No, it's actually Last Night.
I thought you...
It wasn't that scary. No, I was watching something that wasn't scary.
Oh.
I was watching something with scary music.
Oh.
But it was fully about like, it's a detective show.
Okay.
Anyways, the scariest movie, honestly, it's not scary, it's just like imprinted on my mind because I watched it at a young age and I shouldn't have. But it's a Taiwan movie. And back in the days, Taiwan movies were like a big deal, like in Singapore. Because like Singapore don't really have like a good entertainment industry or whatever. So we would get a lot of Taiwan media. And Taiwan had a lot of movies. So there was this one called Neraka 19.
Okay.
It's a deep cut.
Oh, Neraka means hell.
Yeah, so Neraka 19, which in Chinese is 第十九层地狱, which is the 19th floor level of hell, basically. And it's about this girl. It's about this group of friends. And they are currently studying. And it starts off, like, maybe on their second year of high school, basically. And the girls are not really talking. They're not really, like, that close, whatever. But they're still friends. And then they start to get weird messages on their phone. And back then, it was the Nokia. And it was messages with, like, 5 words. You know, like the ni hao, something. It's like that era. But everybody had a phone. So it kept flashing back to a group trip they had or something. Like a vacation. And, like, something really bad happened. I think, if I'm not wrong, a girl died in their friend group.
Okay.
And they're like in mourning. And then it goes off on a tangent. And then these girls start to experience, like, they start to hallucinate. They start to see things. Like, one of the scenes is the girl is in the classroom, looks out the window, and a girl on the ground floor is using a scissors to cut off her tongue.
Oh, shit.
And the movie like explicitly shows it and the sound and everything. It was very crazy. And then the second one is when they were on vacation, they were eating something. And they thought it was very delicious. So this girl, one of the girls was like, oh my god, it's so delicious. I love it. What is it? And then the restaurant owner says it's monkey brain.
Ew.
And then she had trauma from it because on a bus, when they were on a bus, the bus accidentally hit and killed a monkey. So the girl then on became like possessed by a monkey ghost and she went crazy. Yeah, and then she kept seeing monkeys and whatever.
Because they hit a monkey.
They hit a monkey and then she ate monkey brain. And that was insane also because, you know, it was like experiencing hell and then another one where the girl sees like, I don't know, it's just crazy. But then the plot twist in the end is that it was all an illusion and they were seeing all these things because the main villain is their psychiatrist in school or something like that. And the psychiatrist was like hypnotizing them to see all these things. Yeah. He was doing it out of revenge, but it was still a pretty scary movie. Yeah. Wow, that's a long explanation.
Well, that's
a long... Would you want to watch the movie?
Chinese?
I think it's in Cantonese.
Oh, Cantonese.
Yeah, but that should be English.
I'm kind of lazy to read subtitles right now.
Okay. Well, then another one was when I was like very young, and then my family was like in the living room. You know, Channel 5 used to have a lot of movies.
Yeah.
They would have a lot of movies. And they would have like new movies sometimes. So Channel 5 was playing what's that girl with the long hair? What's that? Like Sadako. And it was one of the Sadako films, which was set, I believe, in either America or the UK, because it was a bunch of white girls and one Japanese girl, and they were going to a, like an abandoned house, and they wanted to like prank the Japanese girl, so they trapped her in the house. And then in that scene, the girl is like alone, and then Sadako appears. And I watched it when I was like B4. It was very scary. Sadako is scary. And until now, I will never watch like a horror movie on my own. Or play a horror game. I cannot.
Actually, I've never done that.
Play a horror game.
No, like, yeah, anything horror like by myself.
Yeah, it's so scary. I cannot.
I should try that.
Should we start a gaming channel?
Sure.
Really?
I mean, your room is like very gamer.
It is. And I have a camera.
You do. I don't. So.
And I can actually start streaming on Twitch.
You could. You have a mic too.
And I can stream my screen and I can play games.
Yeah.
We can start with like Slenderman.
Oh, that's...
The classics.
But that's so overrated.
But have you actually sat down and played Slenderman?
Yes. It's not that scary.
Okay, then we can try other ones. We can try like... We can play like old school ghost games. Remember the Roblox. Websites?
Oh.
The websites with like the ghosts.
Oh, you know what? Hotel 626 was really scary. But it's no longer up. You know, because that website, you can only access it from 6 to 6. So that's why it's Hotel 6 to 6.
That's a whole 12 hours.
Yeah.
To access.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's pretty generous for a ghost.
But from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Well, you can start at 6 p.m. The sun is still out.
Yeah.
It's not that scary. The ghost is nice.
I guess.
Yeah. Speaking of like, it's kind of like horror games and whatever. I remember like back in primary school, and I think my friends either came to my house or I went to I think my friends came to my house, and it was one of the rarest occasions because like, I don't know, it's just not a thing for us to go to people's houses. For guys. I don't know. I really don't know. I guess I wasn't invited much.
Maybe you're friends with introverts.
Maybe. I don't know. But I remember playing Slenderman with like 5 boys in the same room. And it's daylight. Like the sun is in our eyes.
Okay, that's not scary.
And we were playing Slenderman. And I couldn't do it.
Wow.
I couldn't. I was so scared. Or maybe because I was so gay.
You are INF.
Because I was so gay. And I was trying to like act weak so that they would protect me.
Wait, is that a real thing?
What do you think? Do you think it's real?
As in, acting weak.
If you are on a date.
In front of men.
Yeah, if you're on a date and he says, let's go watch like Annabelle 5. Like Annabelle 15 when it's time. Would you act scared so that you could get like a chance to like get close? It's a thing.
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah,
but
does it
work though? Like I
think it works.
I've never done it. Because, like, I ain't scared.
But it's a real thing. It's like, I mean, I personally would. Oh, at any given moment, we could be walking down the street and I hear a sound. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so scared. And I'll be like, oh my god, can you, like, I'm so scared.
But does that work, though? Has that ever worked?
I mean,
we're in freaking Singapore. I've never seen a chivalrous guy.
They exist.
I mean, I know they exist.
I'm one. If the person I'm going out with trying to act weak, I will play the part. I will one-up you.
Okay.
I'm like, nothing to be afraid of. I will start saying lies from movies. I'll be like, there is nothing in this world that is more scarier. You know, I'll be like, if I'm here with you, nothing. Yeah, I would act up. But if I'm the one acting weak, that boy better act. That boy better play along. He's going to be like, there's nothing fucking scared of, you bitch. And I'll be like, excuse your mouth. But it's a real thing.
Really? Are you just Being the Lulu.
You are the one being the Lulu when you say that you're gonna go on trips every 2 months when you yes. say every month.
I say every 2 months.
No.
Because I try to be realistic.
I wish I recorded it down because you said for this year you are gonna travel every single month. Mm.
No, I say every 2 months. Next year, then every month. Because this year is. Yeah, I'm working and I cannot work every month. I need to spread my leave, my off days.
Okay. Did you see there's a new lo-fi boy? You know the lo-fi girl?
Oh, yeah.
Lo-fi beats to study with yeah. the girl. There's a new lo-fi boy, like an official one.
I've never seen
And that. The girl faces the left, he faces the right.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And then it's like more of a gaming vibe. And you know what? Okay, this is still on the topic because I was thinking, as I was like lying in bed, I was thinking the lo-fi girl would make a great horror...
game.
No, horror like... what? Yes, and... I'm trying to do improv. Horror game, yes. And, like a horror film, like a horror thing, like a horror.
So is she the supernatural or is no, she like the MC?
Like it would, okay, I guess a horror short film because in my mind, it would start off with like the lo-fi girl, like studying with her head down. And then she would like be thinking to herself, she'd be like, how many years? How many decades?
No, you know what? It's more scarier if they.
Are you gonna let me finish? Okay. I haven't even started and she's like, well, you know, it could be scarier.
Come on.
I haven't even started.
Okay, go start.
How many hours? How many days? How many months? How many years have I been sitting here? I am so tired, but I can't stop. This music in my mind, I'm going crazy. I can't do anything. Bitch, okay, you know what? You come up what? With something scarier right now.
No, I'm listening.
Why was your head down? Are you trying to sleep?
Am I
boring you?
I was resting.
Damn, like, I'm trying to... No, but isn't it so scary to, like, if the lo-fi girl doesn't have control over what she's doing and she's just stuck?
She's stuck. Oh. And that was the cry for help, that video?
Yeah.
I was thinking more along the lines.
Yeah, actually, it could be scarier. Anything you're gonna say, something can be scarier, I guarantee it.
As in, like, Black Mirror style, you know what I mean?
Like, how?
Like, it breaks the fourth wall.
How? Okay, go ahead.
Because, like, millions of billions. I'm
billions?
Millions of people are watching her.
Mm.
And they can like use that aspect of the video. Of the contact.
What you need to do?
No, she had to go prayer.
Yeah, go.
In the middle of the podcast.
I can pause.
Okay. You can't pause.
Pause. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm
from
back.
Our break.
Yeah, break.
That was a very seamless and natural break that we had. Well, and okay, so you were saying that you're gonna say like the scariest thing you have ever said in your life, so go ahead.
No, we were talking about how the story
The
lo-fi girl.
Scarier than mine, go ahead.
Yeah, so like you know, like Black Mirror style.
Black Mirror is famous for being like surreal and
but
like
also but like, also
surreal and real.
Yeah, surreal.
Surreal
and real.
Real.
Because it's real because like we all know her.
And it could happen.
Yeah, and it could happen. And also like breaking the fourth wall, kinda like.
How does Black Mirror break the fourth wall?
No. As in like Black Mirror and
breaking
like,
the fourth wall.
Yeah. Remix.
A broken Black Mirror.
Yeah, I guess.
You can Broken mirror for you.
Yeah. That would be the title of the movie.
I was going to come up with another one, but it's getting old.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, the person recording her is actually like a kidnapper. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's forced to like look down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something like that.
So, which part of it is Black Mirror style? And which part of it breaks the fourth wall? You know what
I'm giving? Yeah.
Do you know what it means to break the fourth wall?
Yes.
You do know, right?
I'm giving. You're giving an introduction.
I don't know what you're doing, but it's not breaking any walls. I don't think it broke the first wall.
Let the alone breaking the walls will be in the middle of the story.
Okay.
That was just the introduction.
Okay, how about this? Give me the Black Mirror part and then give me the fourth part. The fourth mirror breaking part. Give me it.
Okay.
And make it scary.
Okay. Yeah, so the Black Mirror part, it will be like...
I know you guys can't see, but me knowing this girl for so long, you can tell in her face, in her action, in everything she's doing, in her breathing, she's trying to make shit up on the spot. And you can tell she's struggling because she'll always go like, well, it's...
Well.
Well. Go ahead.
Yeah, so... it is improv, basically.
No, I want plot. I don't improv.
Okay. So, like... Yeah, so... Beyond the scene of view...
Off camera.
Yeah.
You mean off camera?
Yeah, off camera.
Okay.
But it's not...
You say beyond the scene of view.
If you say off camera, it's like you something, off the camera.
No, but like something happens off camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, the location...
Okay. Something happens beyond camera view.
Yeah, beyond. Not something happens. It's just the...
Nothing happens. So, why are we going beyond the camera view?
No, as in like the view beyond.
Okay. Like, you're getting realistic from beyond.
It's actually like... it's actually other children. That looks and dressed like her.
Her clones?
Yeah, her clones. Okay. Because how else can she sit there for hours?
Mm.
So, it's actually like... They switch position.
Okay.
Yeah. But y'all don't know it because it happens when like the video like pause.
Which famously happens during the stream.
Yeah. Because it's live. Mm-hmm. Because it's actually live.
Mm.
You get it?
So my idea was that the girl is real and is trapped there. And your idea is more than one girl is trapped there and alive.
Yeah. Isn't it more scarier?
I want to scream out so bad. I want to scream at the top of my lungs.
That's scarier because it's human trafficking.
So suddenly it's about human trafficking.
Well, it is very Black Mirror-ish, isn't it? It's that
similar. Black Mirror has never covered human trafficking.
Well, now it does. Well, I'm the director here.
I mean...
So anything can happen.
Okay.
Okay.
So the Lo-Fi Girl is actually about human trafficking. What would be the name of the episode?
Human trafficking. No.
Lo-fi, no hi-fi.
No, low. It's just gonna be low.
I was honestly thinking that you would come up with something amazing. But I guess not. Okay.
Hey, so, it's even scarier.
Is that a movie? Is that a ghost movie? Or like a ghost thing that you watch? Where you're like, that's so fake. And you just know it's fake.
Yeah, like Incredible Tales.
Incredible Tales?
Yeah.
But have you watched the one where it's like, it's a long time ago, I cannot find it, but it's about a girl who sticks needles in her face.
That's type
as
of
voodoo.
Oh. To herself?
I don't know about that, but it's like, the...
Why would you voodoo yourself?
I honestly don't know the plot, but I just remember this image of a girl with needles in her face, and then another girl, like, starts bleeding.
That...
Could be American Horror Story. The TV show. No, but it's on Paranormal. Anyways. Oh, what about Are You Afraid of the Dark? Have you watched that? It's
well, you are.
I am afraid of the dark, which is why I watched that show, Are You Afraid of the Dark? And it's about, like, the, it's fake, right, basically.
Obviously.
You know what? Don't mind my question. That was a horrible question, but... Don't mind. Are You Afraid of the Dark is, like, a bunch of teenagers around a campfire and they're telling ghost stories. And there's one where it's, like, a witch stealing faces for herself. Like, a witch that steals your face, put it on her so that she stays young. And then another one is... This girl puts on a Halloween mask, but it attaches to her and she turns into a monster. Yeah, like fun stuff like that.
You know what? I want to make smoothies. No, as in like...
How?
I have the ingredients right now.
Can you make and make some for me? What?
Okay.
Am I not worthy of your smoothie?
Okay.
What's going in the smoothie?
Milk, yogurt, honey, mango, banana.
Okay, I want that.
Okay, chill.
Then why are you acting like you don't want to give me some smoothie?
Because I don't know if enough. Because literally I only have like 2 bananas and it's like this size. And a mango that is this size.
I see 3 bananas.
Where? Oh. Oh, this one for outside. I made inside the fridge.
Why is it last part?
Because you need frozen fruit to make smoothie.
What will happen if you make it without frozen fruits?
Then it's not going to be smoothie.
Why?
It's just how it is.
But it's still fruit.
It's fruit, but it's not going to be smoothie texture. It's gonna be mixed, yes. It's gonna be like sauce. It's like a fruit sauce.
Okay, I'm good with fruit sauce.
You wanna drink fruit sauce?
I eat fruit sauce.
No.
Like jam.
See how if enough? I think if it's divided right, it's gonna be like this. For each of us.
That's enough. I like that size. Do you? It's a small.
Okay.
It's a good for a Singaporean like you and me.
Okay. I go make now.
Okay, well, I guess that's the end of our podcast because she wants to make a smoothie. And we'll be back soon, hopefully, because I'm trying to make more. I mean, it's fun for me, but it's just that we are basically running out of things to talk about. So I need to work hard and think about what we want to... gonna do. But definitely when we are in Korea, we're gonna film, we're gonna do like a few as we're traveling because we are like on planes and trains, so we're gonna do that. And bye.